Welcome to your five for today. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, is a well-known hymn, famously heard at Welsh rugby matches and still sung in chapels and by churches across the world. Although it was written in the middle of the 18th century, today it's usually sung to the rousing tune Cwm Rhondda, written by John Hughes in 1907. This hymn refers to the Bible history of Israel's deliverance from miserable, back-breaking slavery in Egypt, where they laboured under heavy burdens. Their journey, led by Moses, brought them out of Egypt and through the desert, where God miraculously provided for all their needs until they eventually crossed the River Jordan into the Promised Land. The writer, William Williams, recognises this historic Old Testament account as an illustration of the Christian's pathway through life. In the opening verse, he appreciates the greatness of God and his own weakness. This is a must for all who intend to reach heaven at the end of life's journey. Starting out means trusting God entirely for deliverance from the slavery of sin. Though we may try to resist its power, sin is a master that we all serve. When we think, say, and do things that are wrong, we are following the dictates of sin. It is a cruel tyrant that can lead to substance abuse, addiction, and other enslaving behaviours. Ultimately, the wages of sin is death, from which only God can offer freedom by giving us eternal life. This idea of release is the thought behind the first line of the hymn when it is sung, "Guide me, O thou great Redeemer." God has paid the price so that we can be released from the slavery of sin, as well as releasing us from the punishment we deserve for our wrongdoing. This has been made possible by the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross. When we are truly sorry for our sin and ask God to forgive us, he effects our release, and our destination is fixed. We become pilgrims, making our way to heaven. On the journey from Egypt to Canaan, the Promised Land, God fed Israel in the wilderness with bread which he supplied from heaven. This was known as manna, and is also referred to as the bread of heaven. This bread was their staple food, and those who ate it found that it gave them all the sustenance and strength they needed for their desert journey. Their water supply came from a rock which flowed freely with water when God told Moses to strike it with his rod. God was with his people in a pillar of cloud during the day and a column of fire at night. This provided them with light, guidance, and protection. Today, God still supplies the needs of Christians through the Lord Jesus. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus was talking about everlasting life, which, once received, can never be lost. As the strong deliverer, God leads, guides, and protects all the journey through. The hymn writer saw that the natural fears associated with death are dispelled through faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. As William Williams captured in the final verse of his hymn, death for the Christian is not a dreadful end, but a passageway into something far better, just like the crossing of the River Jordan into the Promised Land. Can we truly sing, not just with voice, but with heart, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah"? I wonder, is he your God and your Redeemer? Songs of praises are a fitting response to this great deliverance. Thank you for listening.